This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Power on. Power on.
It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stahl, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stahl.
All right. Brendan, you're on top of it. Didn't even let us know.
But that's keeping okay. Us on our toes, Dave.
He's always got us on our toes. This is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you've got a little grocery store, liquor store, someplace that has a lot of, you know, cashiering and you're having trouble getting people, these guys have a great idea for you. It's called self-checkout, designed strictly for the small market. Easy to use, inexpensive. System doesn't cost any more than a cash register. You can use your iPhone to change all the pricing. They'll deliver it, install it, do training, you know, and you get unlimited technical support as long as you have their system. Give them a call, 800-540-2149. Oop, got the hiccups. And Black Forest Motorsports, BMWs, Porsches, BMW Minis, Mini Coopers and Porsches. How could I miss that up? Check these guys out. Boy, I tell you, blackforestautomotive.com. And I was just there, and they had a 51 Porsche.
Oh, wow.
With a split window
did
in the front.
Did you take a picture? You know, I could see, not the listeners, but I could see. Did you take a picture?
No, I didn't take a picture.
You know I love Porsches, right?
I didn't know you were a Porsche fanatic.
Well, those were the posters I had up in my room above my horse collection.
Well, this guy bought it brand new.
Oh, really?
He's 91 or 92 years old. His son now takes care of it. And it was at Black Forest, and it was bone stock. Baby blue, kind of a dark baby blue. So, hey, you had a pretty exciting night last night, young lady.
Good to be back on the track.
And listen to all of the compliments.
Oh my gosh.
Let's do that in Barona since
right.
We do have guests.
We
got a two-wheeler. We got a two-wheeler.
Former factory rider.
Former.
Yes.
What factory?
Suzuki and Yamaha.
All right. And by the way, this is Mr. Burnsworth.
We didn't get the name out yet. Burnworth. Well, he's
Burnworth.
Here.
Everyone says S.
Scott Burnworth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We always put the S on Burns. Huh?
It's all right.
Try Stahl.
Yeah.
What a terrible name for a car guy.
And his lovely wife, Debbie's in here as well, but not
talking.
Going to speak.
No.
She says for now.
No. She's giving us the evil eye. I'm not going to talk.
It doesn't hurt. I get them enough. I'm a middle school
but
teacher.
But I got a sneaky feeling she's extremely important as to what you do.
Yes. Extremely important on the sign-ups and all this, you know.
Keeps you in line.
Yeah. I don't deal with that, so she deals with all that.
And look, he's healthy. He looks like he probably looked that way when he was in his 15s.
He does look good.
That's right.
I know. I wish I could say that, but that's another story. So how many years did you run for the factory?
From 1981 to 86.
Okay.
Wow. And I went, my last year I went to Spain in 1987, ride for KTM distributor of Spain.
Wow.
In the championships there.
Wow.
It was fun. Not real high pressure like here.
Yeah. Well, and being that young, did you really realize what you were doing?
I did then. You know, it was kind of on my tail end of my career. I was like my last hurrah, and it was kind of like more of a vacation, you know, like try it out.
Oh, so you actually had fun.
Oh, yeah. I loved it over there because there was no pressure. Didn't have to really train as hard or anything, and got to go all around, you know, Spain, drive, you know, I had a little car. I drove to Andorra and Belgium with a mechanic that I...
That you guys didn't talk much,
English.
Did you? Yeah.
No, he didn't speak English.
I think I read
English.
About that.
He didn't speak English.
No, I was stuck in like an Iveco box van with this guy from Spain to Belgium. We went to a GP there, US or MXGP, and he didn't speak a lick. So it was a lot of
and
like,
you didn't speak a lick.
Yeah. You want bock for dinner?
Yeah. And you're the navigator? Hopefully not.
No, he was driving, yeah. Thank goodness. I think the thing maxed out at like 60 miles an hour.
Oh, that's a long drive.
Yeah.
Was that before or after the fifth time you broke your collarbone?
That was after.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Why did you keep?
They were spread out, you know.
Oh, way to pace 80s. Yourself there, Scott.
A lot of supercross, you know, over the bars and stuff.
Oh, I joined that club when I was four.
Yeah.
Over the bars.
Well, there's no suspension back then.
Well, it was, but it wasn't anything.
Well, not
like
what it is today.
And then, you know, the tracks were still pretty gnarly. And, you know, you didn't have the progression, you know, in the rear shock. So you'd bottom out and then, you know, over the bars you go.
Yet you still promote this vintage class.
Yeah. So we try not to get in the air now. So.
Well, and I think this is probably one of the coolest, you know, programs out there, and not just for ex-racers, but for maybe guys and girls that always wanted to do this, but say financially they couldn't afford to do it.
Yeah, it's great.
Or work gets in the way.
It's not my club, but it's Cal VMX. That's the one I ride with. Mm-hmm. It's local, and they have classes for everybody, you know, beginner to expert, you know, women, kids.
Old guys.
And you can ride anything. Same with my race. Anybody can race. We have modern bikes, vintage bikes, minis. Women.
Yeah, but nobody wants to race against you.
Well, there's a lot of other classes.
Yeah, but you're fast. I bet you're still fast. Tell me you're not still fast.
I go okay.
There's a nod coming from the wife.
Did you notice? He goes, okay. Gosh, she should be doing
zero
all the
to
talking.
10. Show some fingers here.
How many fingers? No.
If for how 10, fast you?
Yeah, if 10 is being flat out, 9?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. See? Can we give the formal name of his event?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's called the SoCal Vintage MX Classic, and I started this about 12 years ago. And the whole idea of it was there's a few different clubs around Southern California, and I said, I just want to have one day fun race, no points and stuff like that. I mean, you get points for the day.
Yeah.
Just for the results. But I wanted to bring everyone together. It didn't matter what club you rode for, because there's a lot of segregation, I think, you know, and just come together, have a good time, you know, barbecue, awards, giveaways,
you know,
all kinds of good
stuff. All this happens in one day?
Yeah. It's
May
a long
1st.
Day.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like a long day. Yeah.
Well, you'll sleep good the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So, Barona Oaks Raceway, boy, I tell you, you talk about an uphill, downhill track.
Yeah.
And I don't mean the terrain.
Yeah.
I'm talking about its longevity.
Yeah.
I mean, I have done everything humanly possible to promote this track.
Yeah.
And it just
did a good job.
Well, it just depends on who's.
There's the two tracks. There's the, you know, the upper car track, and then there's the motocross track, which. I think it started in 1973.
Right.
Yep.
And it's a beautiful location.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The pits
and
are
everything
nice.
Are really nice.
Have you not been there?
I haven't. I've just driven by and people pointed out to me.
It's really, really nice. It's lots of shade trees, great places to pit.
I think I might have to play hooky on May 1st because that's a Sunday, Dave. I might have to play hooky.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will set you up with the entries.
Yeah, I might have to play.
You going to ride?
Well, at least go see it. They have a
mini track there that's so fun.
Can I race my KX100 on? She's ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything?
Yeah, you can race
99.
On, yeah. No, that's perfect.
Yeah, see?
Well, mini classes.
Well, you got to do it. Or you can borrow my monkey.
We'll see. I'll be racing the night before.
Okay.
You'll be right down the street.
Yeah, just stay there.
Yeah, just spend the night. Sleep in the trailer.
My motorcycle would fit right behind my car.
See?
Okay, Dad, did you hear that?
Well, and you should be taking your motorcycle to the track anyway. It's your pit bike.
I can walk back and forth. I can walk to the driver's meeting and back. But my little Sweet Pea can fit right behind my little 37 on my trailer.
Sweet Pea.
Perfect. Pit bike.
Yeah.
That's what you call her?
That's what she is. Okay. Hello, Sweet Pea.
Let's take a break. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Looking for new or used. check out El Cajon Ford. Go to ElCajonMotors.com. Right there at 15. I get my eyeballs. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. It's even got a lot over in Santee, which is really well. I love driving by there and looking at all the different trucks. And I got the cars and the Mustangs. El Cajon Ford. Check them out. Hey, we got Dirt Dude on the line.
What?
No, what do you mean not right now?
This is his segment to call in and tell the results.
Well, you probably didn't reach out.
I did, actually.
Well,
David,
then you're going to have to do some of it.
I reached out.
Well, then let's talk about Brittany.
Let's talk about the amazing track last night.
Well, there's Dirt
Okay,
Dude.
Well, he can attest to it as well. The track was amazing.
And you think it was due to the misting?
I think the rain earlier in the week, and then the cool weather, and the dew, and then I don't know where the magic came from, but the B mods and the A mods laid down some serious rubber for the dwarf cars.
Really?
We all came back into the pits, and I think each of us at first thought, oh no, my motor is blown, because it looked like there was oil all over the front of our car.
Yeah.
But then we each went to each other's car and we all had it. And then we felt it. We're like, that's freaking rubber. Like pieces of rubber all around. Oh my gosh. It was an amazing track.
Well, you could tell Dirt Dude she was not excited about last night's race.
It was so fun. I bottled up all my rage from work and took it out on the track. Is wonderful
like, so
therapy.
Surprised. Like Brittany was like having a great night. I mean, she was out there giving it to those guys. Like, I mean, the 44 came up from nowhere.
My God,
who's the 44?
Tommy Crow. But he had rear bumper.
You and what is the 65? The John Harris. John Harris, and then like everyone, like you were just battling with everybody.
Everyone,
like,
Isabella, Devin Kelly.
Got up to like fourth or fifth.
I got up to fourth and then went into turn one a little too hot. Thought I was going around, pulled my clutch in. My dad's like, you came to a stop. I thought I was spinning and I was going to blow out my starter. So I pulled in the clutch and lost three spots. But that's okay. I had a great time. I think it's because Lars Larson wished me well.
Oh, yes. I'm sure that had something.
And my 2-year-old neighbor came over just as we were leaving. They're like, good luck. Good luck.
I was so surprised. I mean, that track was just
amazing.
Really good. I think Brad finally has it dialed in. And, you know, Trisha and Todd did a bunch of work to that thing just, you know, all week leading up to this. And it looked really, really good.
It was fun, Dirt Dude.
The little bit of mist at the end was kind of a bummer. I mean, we finished the night. We got it all in. Had to shorten it a little bit. I'm not sure. I know, like, when their mods were out, they were talking about their visors were fogging up, or they had to have them cracked open.
Yeah.
A lot of guys are going through their tear-offs because, the dirt and the moisture in the air. But we, like I said, we got it through all the main events we had. Real quick, I'll go through it. In our Sportsman Mini Dwarfs, Cody Isabella got a main event win. In our Masters Mini Dwarf, Grace Escalante got a main event win. She's from Yuma, Arizona.
Nice.
In our Junior Sprints, Gaze Baldwin got another main event win.
He was just on KUSI with you, Dave.
Yep. We actually had the lawnmowers. We had the super modified lawnmowers. And Mike DiMartino got a main event win. He's out of Menifee. And first time in our track, he loved it. He's like, I hope we come back here a lot more. In the Northern Sport Mod or the Sport Mod division, Jason Aldridge got a main event win, and that was really good. That was a good battle going on there between all those guys. Into the modified main event, Cole Dick got a main event win, and it was between him, Kyle Morris, Matthew Hicks, and Joseph Altegen. Man, that was just a battle, a good battle. Then it started sprinkling a little bit. We got the dwarfs in. Mike Tobiasen had a good run.
He checked out. He just checked out. He raced by himself.
One of the things, I saw Robert Peters going over Brad's berm. I'm like, ooh, man, he just, like, launched that thing. Like, everyone is all over the berm last night. And I was like,
because we could. We could go up there.
I think, be surprised. I think next race they're going to cut that thing a lot sharper. So he wants to try and keep everyone off the berm. He's like, you've got from the corner of the track, like 50 feet all the way up to the wall, 85 feet up to the wall. Use that. Don't use the infield.
Sorry, you're talking inside berm. Yeah, I thought Isabella was going to tip over right in front of me. I was like, surprise, first lap. Oh, my gosh, it's too steep to go up on. Inside berm, you're right.
And then the pure stocks, Thomas Kerr got a main event win, and into the street stocks, Brian Fitzgibbons, and that car was just a rocket.
It's beautiful. His car is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You said Jason Aldrich won. He's going to be on Racer Radio in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
On Easter.
He just moved up, and that's his new sport mod that he just jumped into. David Hunt was in his pure stock last night because David Hunt hasn't finished his car. And but next race is going to be our Greg Smith Memorial on the 16th. And we're going to be featuring the mods, dwarf cars, pure stocks, 364-10 sprints, and sport compacts and ponies. So we're going to be bringing the sport compacts back. That'll be good. Should be a good turnout from them. Last night we had a real good car count and fan count. And it was just a really good night.
So what kind of car count? How did it look? I mean, what were some of the numbers?
We were about like 65. I mean, each class had like there was 14. Had three classes had 14. Dwarfs were one of those.
Did they have a pretty good turnout?
Yeah. Considering what was going on, I mean, we were running against three other tracks. Plus, you know, there was like another like music fest going on and everything going on downtown and so much to do. And then, you know, the threat of weather that we had, I'm sure a lot of people, I see a lot of people were posting like, if it rains out, are we going to know? I'm like, no, it's not going to get rained out.
That
mist came at the end. I'm like, oh, great. This might be it. But like I said, we managed to get everything through. We had a 650 fans, which is a normal night. Usually opening night and closing night are the biggest ones. We'll have the highest car count and the highest fan count, but we really didn't max out on fans, but it really looked really good. And everyone I talked to had a great time. And so everyone's excited for this year.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've heard, so tell me what happened to
Kelsey. Yeah.
She posted that, I don't know, something
burnt.
Happened. She got burnt.
There was something about a flash fire in their pit. They were trying to
burn
their barbecue, and I think it flashed up in her face.
It wasn't race.
I thought, oh, she's in a mod. That's what I thought.
Yeah, I thought it was race-oriented. Oh, well.
Well, the first thing when they started calling for medical crew into the pits for a flash burn, I thought either someone opened up a radiator and it boiled in their face, or a backfire through a carburetor and, you know, burnt a face.
But it was just like fried chicken incident?
Well, it was like they were trying to start their barbecue.
Well, if they just do bacon sandwiches,
yeah,
they'd
just bring
be
3 pounds of bacon. Come on, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So, how'd Paul Dyke do?
That's what our guest asked too.
I don't know. He was kind of struggling with the car. It looked good, but I think he's still kind of struggling to figure out. I don't think he's raced that sport mod much.
Yeah. So he's still trying to find the combination.
He started sixth, finished sixth.
So our guests.
He was up there a couple times, and I saw he made a couple mistakes in some corners, and it kind of, you know, cost him a couple spots.
Yeah.
Though our primary guest is known for two wheels and how fast he is. The first question, I think, in the elevator was, oh, you were at Ron's Memorial? And then that was quickly followed up by, how did Paul and PJ do? Like, they know the four-wheel world very well.
And I'll bring up that Elkhorn Ford is a sponsor of the SoCal Vintage MX Classic.
Oh. Excellent. Yeah, well, you know, I'm sure you know Paul collects odd motorcycles, not race bikes per se, but like, what would you call 50cc?
I haven't seen any of those, but I'll check it out.
Have you heard of them? About them? Or is this just a rumor?
Well, every once in a while, I'll go down to the dealership, and all of a sudden, here's a little Honda 90 Trail.
Might be Ron's bike.
Well, that could be, too. But it was for Paul. And actually, you know what? I think the dealership bought him one for his either birthday or Christmas or something. So,
nice.
Well, you know.
Great guys.
Oh, unbelievable, yeah.
Real quick. PJ started seventh and finished fifth, so he moved up through a couple of spots in the field. And then, did you just see that Elkhorn Ford just bought RV? Rick's RV. Yeah, so now they're going to be expanding into. Well, I think they're going to move their truck fleet, and that's where they're going to be doing truck fleet repair and.
I seen that post. I was very surprised.
That's the rumor that I kind of heard, but it's great that Elkhorn Ford is venturing out. And then I was actually in Santee the other day doing some work, And I saw that there's an El Cajon Ford used car lot in the middle of Santee, and not even close to El Cajon Ford.
You didn't know that was there?
I don't get out much down in the East County much.
I guess you don't.
I'm north.
Been there for a while.
Yeah, been there forever. I mean, I drive by it every Friday when I collect checks from my advertisers, and I drive by real slow so I can look at the inventory. I've already seen three or four cars I should own. But
no, oh, goodness.
Every couple months, a light bulb goes off in my head for some reason of something new. So it's new to me. It might not be new to anyone else, but it's new to me.
That's all that smoke we see every once in a while. I'm telling you. Well, so how late did the race go last night?
We ended up getting done, like, I think we were bringing out everyone in, like, 9:30 for the last main event. Got to that. I think we were done. I know we were done by 4:10.
There were only five divisions, right?
Five divisions, and, like, so we cut a few laps in the last two because of the dew is starting. We actually started going, and we'd be like, okay, we'll give them six laps, and we'll see what it looks like in six laps. Good six laps, and it's still going good. We're like, keep going, and then it's okay. Then the last one, it was like, well, we'll do 15 laps and see how it goes. And we did 15 laps for the last main event and got it all in.
I think I saw Sunny Trent go to Tech after her race. Is she top four?
I'm not sure. I can, well, I mean, look it up.
Look at your
paperwork. Sunny?
And I'm like, I didn't get to talk to her much. I know she got up on the berm or something like that. She had a little bit of front end damage on the front of that car. Did some damage to the nose or the bumper.
We chatted a bit before the race.
Nice. I'm so glad for her. She actually, you know, put in her notice.
Oh, at Turner's. Yeah.
At Turner's, and now she's going to be working at the fish dock.
That's what I said. Are there too many fish to be caught? Yeah. I finally get my hands on a Smith & Wesson, and now you leave Turner's.
No kidding.
Yeah, but there's a lot of
fish.
Well, I see
she left, but I didn't know she went to the fish dock.
I just figured she had a hook around her neck yesterday.
Sunny Tran started seventh and finished third.
Atta girl.
Third.
Wow. Atta girl.
That's great.
She moved up the field. Brian Fitzgibbon started fifth and finished first.
Yeah, let's hear it for Brian Fitzgibbon. Excuse me. I had him on KUSI.
Anyway.
He won.
And just like Louise Forsley, we had her last month. Hello. And she won.
Hey, we bring a lot of good luck to the racing
community. Are you racing, Scott, on the 1st of May?
Yes. I always race. Yes.
Okay, guess what? If you win, you're coming back every time prior to a race.
Okay, sounds good.
We often have people on.
When's the next race, bud?
Well, I was going to say, Brian's cousin, nephew was racing Paris last night in his sport compact and got second. So the family actually did really good, and they were racing everywhere. There, like he had a niece that's racing in Maduro or something like that.
Wow.
Everything went. Next race is going to be on the 16th.
All right, buddy. Hey, good chatting with you. Thanks for all the update, and we'll see you down the road.
All right, you guys have a good one. Thank you.
All right, Dirt Dude.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, going to talk to Doug Kelly, and he is from Paris Auto Speedway. He's a street stalker. You'll definitely want to hear that one on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
The segment's brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Man, oh man, if you haven't been to Paris Auto Speedway, you need to take a run up there. It is one fast track. You can go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com for all the latest update on racing. Their schedule is jam-packed. 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Take a run up there. And John's Automotive Import Repair, located in La Mesa, Napa Auto Care, ASC certified, AAA approved, all good. Check them out. All right, we got Doug Kelly on the line. Hey, Doug, how's it going, buddy?
It's going really good, David. How are you, man?
Man, aren't you glad racing's back?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. We've definitely been having a good time for sure, and we're excited.
I understand your son's doing pretty good as well, Brandon.
Absolutely. Well, we won our opener we went out to Mojave Valley. We ran out there, and then we came back to win the opener at Paris.
Wow.
So we had two back to back, and then I got fortunate enough to be in the right place and kept everything hooked up, and we got my first win last night. I can't tell you how excited I still am.
Oh man. Now, did you have any drizzle or mist at all up in Paris? Because we had it serious down at Barona.
No, you could feel it in the air. It was definitely cool, but it definitely was, the conditions were right for us, for sure. It was my kind of track, I can tell you that. I told Mr. Jerry Dodd, talking to him prior to the race, that I said, this is my kind of track right here. And he said, let's go get it, Dougie. Let's go get it.
And you did.
We definitely. Yes, we did. Yes, we did, Brittany. We definitely had a good time. I want to shout out to Don and the crew over there putting on a good track. I'll tell you what, we're so thankful for the things they do for us as racers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited. We're definitely really excited. I mean, I can't tell you. I was so emotional for me. I could hardly even get out of the car last night.
I bet.
I just couldn't. I was just, I couldn't believe I won that race. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, my son is a major contender, and I was going against some really good racers last night. I held them off. We had a restart, had a little scuffle. Something happened I don't know what happened there, but with Mr. Sean Estes, and I kind of bumped up against him on the restart, and well, we just kept fighting, kept digging, and I guess he ended up breaking, and we drove on by and didn't look back.
Have you watched video to see what really happened?
I haven't had a good chance to really watch much video. I mean, there has been a little video shot of it and stuff, but all I know is there was something happened. The car was spinning and a little little bob or whatever. Next thing I know, I'm touching him and trying to get off of him and keep going straight. So,
right.
Yeah.
So how'd you do with breathing on those last couple of laps?
Well, I got to tell you, I told my wife this morning that I'm super sore, and I think I was just really, really tense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't feel like I was breathing hard or anything. I mean, I don't know. You know, it went so fast, and I was so excited. I was like, I think I'm going to win this thing.
Yeah.
Well, see, I wasn't worried about you breathing hard. I was talking about breathing, period.
Oh. You know, really, you guys, I just don't know. I can't tell you other than the fact that I was trying to hit my marks. We had a problem earlier on in last season, too, where the car seemed to walk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't pinpoint what it was. And 2 weeks ago when we were loading it on the trailer after the race, Brandon was telling me, you know, don't turn the wheel. And I'm like, I'm not turning the wheel, and the wheel's moving. We discovered that the steering box had a significant problem in it.
Wow.
Literally loading after the race.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so, you know, we replaced that, and we took the wiggles out of the car, and the car went straight. So...
Funny thing how you get the wheels going in the right direction, how well, much better you'll do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you were able to get that hog iron just running down the track. I mean, I'll tell you. Go ahead, Brittany.
I was wondering, do you prefer the big half mile track?
Well, you know, we want to come down there and race with Brian and, big fans of Triska down there.
Mm-hmm. Jake,
David, and Jake. Oh yeah, those guys are good friends of ours, and we enjoy coming down there and spending some time in Brona. We want to try to get down there this season, if the offsets of the racing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So what number are we going to look for swapping paint with our local drivers?
Well, my car is the number one.
Oh.
And, you know, Brandon's car is the number three car.
Oh, I like Brandon already. I'm a big Earnhardt fan. I like him, that kid.
Well, we're big Earnhardt fans all the way across the board ever since he was little, and
yeah.
We definitely have enjoyed the integrity in that family. We know it has a bad, they have some bad connotations with it, but you know the truth is rubbing is racing,
yeah.
And you know you're gonna exchange some
paint.
Body parts and paint once in a while, yeah. You know.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was watching, you know, thumbing through TV and they had a 1986. NASCAR race at Richmond between Earnhardt and Darrell Waltrip. And on the last lap, after Waltrip had wiggled his way past Earnhardt stuffed him in the wall to the point where Waltrip wouldn't even talk to the announcers. And of course, Earnhardt said, "Well, you know, we were just racing." I loved it. That's when NASCAR was wild.
Yes, sir. I think the end of that interview actually said, Earnhardt said to Waltrip later on, "Don't ever pass me like that."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he was the king when it came to it. Hey, who you got for sponsorship? Because that's always good to share this radio interview with your sponsors.
Absolutely. Well, we have River Pond and Just Ponded out of Riverside. That's Dwight Kelly's pawn shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Luke's Transmission out of Rubidoux and Ed Moore Drive Lines out of San Bernardino. And we also have B&B Powder Coating up here out of the Rubidoux area also. And let's see who else takes care of us. We have Alan Grubels out of the Upland area who helps us out with tires. Plus, we have Big O Tires in Moreno Valley who helps us out a lot. And who else? We have a Ted Link with B&B. Oh my gosh, that's not the right one. Ted Link with Teddy. he has ABA alarm systems. ABA alarm systems, and these guys have all been helping us out with a number of times. I got to tell you, last night was so special to me to have a shout out to all the drivers who came up and just said, "Man, Doug, you've been working hard and you've earned it." I mean, oh my gosh, I could not believe
awesome.
All these people that I respect and they've helped us all along the way, and to watch me get that first win and to congratulate us on our program and all of our efforts over the last few years. I mean, we couldn't do this without the Dodd family. I mean, they gave us the kick start in the pants, and and Luke Dodd and Luke's Transmission, Susan Dodd. I mean, they're just wonderful people. They've been fantastic to us, and I just, boy, my gosh, Jack Dodd. I mean, what a hilarious guy. we have the camaraderie we have in the pits is unbelievable, where we're all helping those guys in their super stocks. And when everybody's racing, everybody's into everybody's race, it's just fantastic. We got my nephew, Nick Kelly, who's running in the factory stocks. He's actually going to be sporting our red and white colors this year.
Mm.
So we told him he has to really represent when he finally gets that car back together out there. He had a few motor problems in the last couple seasons, but. Anyway, those are the people that are definitely helping us out. My nephew also, he's in the military down there near, can't think where, down by San Diego there.
Probably Pendleton. Is he a Marine or a sailor?
Miramar. He's
okay.
A sailor. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he comes up and helps us whenever he can, so that's pretty special. Everybody treats him real well, and it's really special to have our military represented and be family too. That's super important to us.
Sure. Well, it sounds like I can see the smile on your face through this whole interview that you're on cloud nine, which is what this is really all about. And you know, when you have that many compliments and people coming by, I mean, that's got to make you feel good that you're the right driver. I mean, it sounds to me like you drive clean, you know, respect the other drivers. And, you just got to win, and boy, how fantastic is that?
Good.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm excited to, my wife is all about it. She's a huge race fan. As a matter of fact, she's in the other room right now with my middle daughter, Tiffany. They're in there watching some NASCAR stuff right now. they might be listening to this interview, but anyway, we just, you know, we've love it as a family.
Yeah.
And who'd have thought, you know, a few years ago we tried some asphalt stuff early on with my brother, and we convinced him to get out of the asphalt world and come over to the dirt world.
Yeah. But,
you know, I love the dirt, always have. I did some pit crew work for people early on, and I like that too. But I like racing with my son more than anything.
There you go. Hey, yeah. Get a hold of Scott. Let's get Brandon on in the next couple of weeks. We'd love to talk with him as well. But unfortunately, right now, we got to take a break. I'll send this interview to Scott, and then I'm sure he'll send it to you, put it on your website, and share it with your sponsors. Plus, I think if you go on any podcast, you can download it after this is over.
Wait,
with
iHeartRadio,
exactly. All right.
Serious congratulations, really awesome. Doug.
Serious, that's man. Amazing. Serious, congrats. Serious, serious.
Thank you, Brittany. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. Remember, we just got to get that hog iron down the track.
That's all you got to do. All right, brother. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. Right. Folks, this is Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio. Was Doug Kelly wild or what?
I'm so happy
Me
for
too.
Him.
I just can't believe it. Certified Car Clinic. Oh, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
Answer.
Certified Car Clinic sponsored this segment. These guys are great. Any work they do on your car, your race car, your dune buggy, whatever, they got a dyno, man. They can actually show you what they were able to squeeze out of it. And they'll help you out any way, shape, or form. All righty, now
got a big event coming
back to
up.
Reality. We got Scott Burn.
Yeah, no S.
There you go.
Oh, you know what? I put the S in there.
No S.
Burn. Don't feel bad. It's been happening for a long time.
Like your whole life?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you are a world-class motocross racer back in the day, and now you're hooked up with SoCal Vintage, yep, Motocross, and you've got a classic coming up. Tell the folks about it.
So on May 1st, out at Bronug's Raceway, we have it's a vintage race, but there's classes for all bikes, all ages, from vintage bikes to modern mini bikes.
By the way, that means she has a question.
Brittany,
typical,
thank you for calling race.
Typical
me.
School teacher.
What defines vintage? And don't tell me it includes the 90s.
Technically, vintage class is 75 and older.
Okay.
And then there's another. And then after that is post-vintage, which is, it's called evolution.
Evolution, I see. Okay. Here. Oh, and modern. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the evolution?
It's 76 from like, to... 76 up to... 90 something.
So you didn't know you were going to be tested.
A bunch of different classes. Yeah, don't ask me that.
Well, because there are like 30 different divisions.
No, she's a school teacher. What do you expect?
Well, no. Someone might be like, yeah, I'm going to bring out my vintage, and it's like a 02. You know, and you're like, no.
Yeah.
That's not a vintage.
I call that vintage.
Would you turn any bike away due to the age?
No. You'd find the class, right?
I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, this is more of a happening than it is world-class race where you're going to get tons of money and trophies.
No, it's a lot of fun.
It's a social,
real fun
it
event.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
Half of it's, you know, socializing and having a good time afterwards.
Bench racing.
Camping out, bench racing,
And you're getting started the day before, it sounds like?
Yeah, so the day before we have a Barona Oaks reunion. So it was like all past riders, people that, you know, started the track, like my father and a lot of other people.
So that should be fun.
It should be fun. We're going to have a barbecue.
And both days are open to the general public.
Yes.
Is there a fee to come and watch both days?
Yeah. It goes to the park. It's $10 to get in. It's like spectators.
Yeah.
So there's an open practice also on Saturday, so anybody can go ride the track just as normal.
Is that the bottom track?
Yeah, that's the motocross track at Verona.
What time does that start? Do you know?
The practice?
Yeah, on the Saturday.
It's 9 o'clock.
Oh, so people can go there first and then head to Barona Speedway for the car races.
At night.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun, long, fun day.
Boy, you're going to be pooped. If you take your sweet pea, what are you
sweet
calling?
Pea.
I actually remember.
PKX 100.
Did you see how good I did that? I remembered.
Thank you.
I know. Thank you. So, basically, let's talk about some of your sponsors. Because, I mean, if you don't talk about them, then what are you doing here?
Oh, yeah. So, our title sponsor is 100%. The goggles.
What is 100%? I see stickers. I see trucks.
It's a motocross company. I can go way back. It started back in the 80s when I was.
What?
Yeah. It was.
I thought it was brand new.
No. They acquired it from the original owner, who was Drew. And he passed away, and then it just kind of sat dormant for a while.
Oh.
And I don't remember exactly the year that they acquired it back.
Okay.
So they've really grown it.
And so what do they sell? Because I see Ron Radigan, he's wearing it.
Goggles, all kinds of gear, mountain bike, motorsports, all kinds of motorsports.
So just best thing to do is go to, what's their website?
100%. .com.
There you go. That way you can get an idea.
You can't miss it.
He's given me a history lesson in the green room about Thor. He knows what it stands
for.
Yeah,
so on the poster we have Torsten Hallman, which is one of our sponsors, is Thor. Torsten Hallman Racing was the original company, which Hallman also sponsors the race. It's kind of their vintage line.
Mm-hmm.
So they help us out a lot. We have a few. Those are all local companies. They're all 100% Maxima racing oils. You probably heard of them.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of Thor,
too.
Been
that forever. Mm-hmm. El Cajon Ford,
right?
You know, helping us out.
And that's because of Ron Radigan.
Yeah, and Paul. And
But Ron rides.
Yeah, Ron races.
Paul
vintage.
Watches.
Yeah.
He likes four wheels.
He drives.
He used to ride a lot more, I think, but yeah. He's gotten four wheels
like
now.
Sounds like there's a story there that he's holding back. He's all, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen him.
You've seen him ride?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Moving right along. Sponsor number three. And then, of course, you've got a lot of small ones. Dunlop, and I'm sure that has to do with Brock.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Glover.
I'm going to try to get him to come on soon.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, bring him back after the event and
he
tell us
how
it went.
He has a lot of good knowledge on
him and I used
cars.
To do a show together. We did a show together for a couple of years.
Oh, with
motorcycles.
Cox?
It was just him and I.
Okay. Radio?
Yeah, okay. We did. I had a show. Nice. It was just Brock and I.
I'm sure he'd love to come back on.
Yeah. And then, I mean, there are so many. The best thing to do is go to SoCalVintageMXClassic.com. Right. Then that way you can see all the sponsors.
Even Dave, Heartland Meat.
What?
Our good friend Joe Stidman.
Joe Stidman.
Yeah.
Who sat right there?
Heartland Meat Company.
Times. Yeah,
they would supply us with all the meat for the barbecues and stuff. And
I'm supposed
his
to
buddy
steak.
Is Lars Larson. Your
yes.
buddy.
That's her buddy. She. Yeah. They all love her.
I got invited to his house after
he's
the
awesome.
Interview. I saw his rose
still
garden.
Still racing at, you know, he's. I don't know what he is, the upper 70s now.
He's 80,
he
just raced yesterday. By the way, we were asking each other, how'd you do? He got third,
I'm just peanut butter when those guys are in, because they're all over her, man. They just, her and Marty
Tripes.
Yeah, no, I don't even know why I'm here half the time, trust me.
And we had Tomahawk in. That was
rad.
Nice. That
was
really fun.
She's got such a fan club.
That's another good thing. You know, a lot of these races that I have, a lot of those guys come out, all the old racers, you know, Tommy Croft, you know, Ron Lachine.
Yeah. I was a big fan back in the day. I loved it. Did you ever run Carlsbad?
Yeah, all the time.
Wasn't that a crazy track?
Yeah. Well, on that note, I do a thing called a Carlsbad MX reunion. So it's just a big gathering at the Booze Brothers up in Vista.
Right.
And we canceled the first one because of the
COVID.
So we're going to do it the day after the Paula MX National, which is the last one. And it's at September 4th on a Sunday.
Cool.
You and Brock come back and we'll remind our listeners in August.
Oh, we'd love to do that.
Yeah, I'd love to have him come in because, he's
very knowledgeable.
And he's so humble.
I just saw him last night. We went to a banquet up in Carson. It's called the Trailblazers MC. It started in the 40s. It was probably 1,000 people there.
Just
legends of
industry. Peter Starr was there, Dave.
Peter Starr. I mean.
That's another one of her groupies. This girl's got more groupies than anybody I ever seen.
Oh, you'd like to go to that.
That'd be fun.
No, I can't have you guys taking her up there. She'll never come back.
Do we know who any heavy hitters that will be there on May 1st? Anybody commit? I see there's pre-enter online.
Scott's going to be there.
Pre-entry is open right now.
Uh-huh. Scott's going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, that's a heavy hitter.
Well, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
We'll probably have some of the, you know, other guys. Ronnie Lachine, he'll probably be racing.
Oh, wow.
Have you told Lars about it?
Mike Craig. Mike Craig, if you heard about a lot of other fast guys.
To intimidate the listeners that are considering.
No, you don't have to race against them. Okay. You know, there's novice, intermediate, expert classes.
That's
kids.
What I would do. Is Ron going to run? Radigan?
Oh, yeah. We might even get Paul out there.
Ooh. Put him on a 50cc.
BJ will probably ride,
too. Because the race day is the day before, so they can race this on Sunday.
Yeah. And if Paul wins, he'll be happy.
Yeah.
He'll be ready for that night of racing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sounds like you're going to have a good time. So this is so good having you in. Thank you, Brittany. You know, for having you in. It's a good contact.
I appreciate you.
Thank you both.
We're here for you guys. You know, like I said, I've been working hard to try to get Barona Oaks on the map. We'll do some KUSI TV. We'll figure out something there. Well, because it's good to be able to go to your sponsors. Let's say I'm going to put you on the number one watch TV show in San Diego.
Yeah, I love it.
Instead of, give me a check.
Yeah,
and I'll give you a sticker.
Exactly.
Stickers just don't seem to fly.
It's harder to get money these days.
Well, it is. It's extremely difficult, and especially with the economy the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's tough. It's tough. Yes, dear.
Spectators, they're more than welcome, yes or no?
Yeah.
Do you bring a chair? Can I bring a tent?
Yeah, for the reunion, we're asking everybody to kind of bring a chair because there's not a lot of
places to sit
out there, and there's there's going to be some older.
And we can bring a cooler,
whatever. Yeah.
No barbecues.
You can camp out. It's a beautiful place to camp.
The barbecue's good. I mean, the food's going to be there thanks to your buddy.
Heartland Meat Company.
That's about the only way I'm going to get my steak.
Yeah, maybe he'll bring you one.
Yeah, he's got some good steaks.
Oh, no. Yeah. He'll be here. Well, don't bring a
steak. He keeps promising to me, but I've not got my steak yet.
Instead, he brought us Lars Tomahawk.
He bought you boyfriends.
He's good.
That's all he did.
You're good, Smokin' Joe.
All right, Smokin' Joe. Thanks, buddy. Awesome having you.
I appreciate you guys.
And your wife did a phenomenal job talking. You are amazing.
She's smiling the whole time.
You have got to come on radio more often. All right. Gun Owners Radio, right around the corner on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.